It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson, in for Kate Archer-Kent. The Hortonville School District is tracking students and buses through a GPS monitoring system as part of an effort to keep kids safe. But some are worried it's sharing too much information about the whereabouts of students. Two employees of the school district will join us in a moment to explain how this program works and why the district chose this particular technology. Parents, do you wish this software was available at your child's school? And how would this tool help you? Give us a call at 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. ideas@wpr.org. Or you can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Scott Colantonio is the technology director at the Hortonville Area School District, and he joins us this morning. Scott, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning.
Tell us about this system and what it is and how the Hortonville School District got involved with it in the first place.
Sure. So the Hortonville Area School District is a school district that is constantly looking for opportunities to improve operations. And our transportation department and our school offices are regularly trying to address needs that deal with trying to find students that parents are looking for. And as a result, Harry Steenbach from our transportation department had researched quite a few different solutions to try to find out a way in which we can improve the access to that information, so that when parents are looking for students, that the school district officials are able to, in a very timely manner, provide that information. What we did is we went out and tried to find different options that allowed us to be able to be more effective in terms of finding the students or tracking them to be which bus that they might be on. And as a result, we came up and looked at different solutions that involved using technology. We have students in a pilot scenario right now using ID cards or key cards to be able to fob their way onto a bus, and that system using a tablet that transfers that information to a secure website allows the site officials to know more effectively where students are when they're not in our schools and they're on our bus. Now, once they get off the bus, they'll fob their way off, and that students will then be in the care of the people that they're supposed to be with. But in the interim time, there's that kind of situation where parents may want to know, hey, there's been a change. I want to know where my child is. And when you call the office in the current situation, students are expected, or the office people are expected to get in touch with transportation, and transportation is trying to get in touch with bus drivers. This allows our offices to be more effective in terms of being able to get that information in a more timely manner.
Harry Steenbach is the Hortonville Area School District Transportation Director. Harry, thanks for joining us here on the Ideas Network.
Thank you for inviting us.
Harry, the district's been using this tracking software as part of a trial for 18 months now, and we just heard Scott tell us kind of how it works. I guess when I was reading a little background on this, I hadn't really thought about the fact that that kids get on the wrong bus, or they have to go to a different place on different days or different weeks. How often is it that that students kind of get a little bit lost in the system?
Typically, that happens almost daily, where a student will, if they're supposed to go on two different buses, they get confused, especially when you start talking to little students, you know, first graders, and that they'll forget where they're supposed to go, and so they'll hop on their normal bus, and they're not supposed to be on their typically at home bus because the parents are both working or whatever the case may be. So basically, it happens daily.
And Scott, were there? You mentioned the tablet that's going to be in the driver's view. There were concerns that this system could violate distracted driving laws for bus drivers, since they have to access this tablet while driving. How was this addressed?
Well, the Trans 300 allows to use a GPS type device, electronic device, as long as it's out of the vision of the driver when they're driving, and that the driver cannot touch it or can't be manipulating that device at all. And so what we did was we worked with the routing company, which Lynx routing system is out of Baraboo, and in United GPS to make it so that it does it automatically. It'll show the picture of the student and it'll follow the direction of the bus, and it does it automatically. The driver doesn't touch anything.
We're talking with Harry Steenbach, Hortonville Area School District Transportation Director, and Scott Colantonio, who is the Technology Director at the Hortonville Area School District, about a new program they're putting in to keep track of where students are in their system. Parents, what do you think of this? Would it be helpful to know your child's whereabouts, or do you prefer not to know where your child is at all times? Students, do you feel comfortable being tracked this way? Why or why not? Let us know at 800-642-1234. Scott, another thing that you discovered early on is that there were some privacy concerns with using this system. What were they?
Well, actually, when we looked at the privacy terms from Unite GPS, where all the data is being held, they included options to be able to allow for ad management, to allow for parents to determine which ads they were going to see as they were getting information about their child, that they preserve the right to basically share information with publishers and advertisers or connected sites. And for us in the school district, that's a no-no. We basically went out and looked at the Department of Education's recommendations for privacy, and we introduced terms to the company that said along the lines that the vendor is prohibited from mining data and for any purposes other than those agreed upon by us. And that data mining or scanning of this data for purposes of advertising or marketing is strictly prohibited. We're in a day and age where we want to make sure that we comply with federal laws that deal with family privacy, and we want to make sure we provide a safe environment. We're here to solve problems, and we're trying to make sure that we don't introduce new ones along the way.
And Scott, how is this helpful then for other districts in the state that may add this technology in the future?
Well, from a legal perspective, what we did is we took a look at the vendor's terms, and we were able to work very effectively with them. The Department of Education's guidelines for student privacy in terms of the data and the family privacy rights is something that not only serves the needs of the Hortonville Area School District, but wow, we just were able to make sure that this service was available for every customer that is going to be using Unite GPS. The provider was very agreeable, understood the situation that was at hand, and ultimately is now providing that for all school districts that are going to be using that service. And we feel that's a very big benefit for everybody involved.
Harry, the district has been testing in different tracking systems since 2014. What have you found that's worked and not worked?
Well, we have we found a couple systems that were fairly accurate. This has obviously been the most accurate and precise as locating and keeping track and relaying the information to us. Some of the other systems, they worked to a certain extent. The biggest issue was their cell phone connection. If they would lose connection, they wouldn't automatically connect back up. And it would end up to be a 10, 15, 20 minute lapse in information. They had the information, but it wasn't transferred over to us. And if you're a parent that has been looking for your child ever,
20 minutes is forever. Yeah, no,
it's a lifetime. So we had to make sure that we were going to offer the best possible solution. If we're going to do this for the parents, we need to have the best thing we could find.
Scott, right now only administrators can view the location of students and buses in real time. Parents can't do that. Why is that?
Well, right now we're looking at the fact that we're solving one problem and not trying to create a bunch of others in the process. The idea of having the office staff, the secretaries, and the administrators having access to this information is critical for us. They're part of the safety team. What we're doing, though, at the Hortonville Area School District is we have a great history of working with our local first responders on our safety team. We work with experts from Rita Security. I'm actually involved with the Department of Justice Office School Safety Technology Advisory Teams. we want to make sure that we're taking a look at all the different types of opportunities to improve our services, but not introduce new threats that might cause us problems that we don't really want. And I think it's going to be a great process for us. Harry's a member of our safety team. We'll be meeting next week. He has done an exemplary job of helping with bus safety. And I look forward to making sure that we provide input from a lot of different people so that we ultimately make great decisions in terms of who should have access to this information and how.
And Scott, how have parents felt about the overall trial?
I'm going to allow Harry to answer that question.
Okay, Harry, how parents responded to the trial?
The parents have responded overwhelmingly accept it and are looking for it. They've appreciated that understanding that it's the best interest of the child that we're looking for. And a lot of them that the buses are not being presently on that trial have called and asked, when is my child going to get it? Because I'd really like it. And so they've been overwhelmingly, there has been some concerns with some, but after explaining what it's for and how the system's working, anybody that had any concerns has been acceptable with it.
Okay. Okay, we're going to keep this conversation going. We'll continue to look at technology on Wisconsin school buses with Harry Steenbach and Scott Colantonio of the Horton School Area School District. Parents, has your child ever gotten on the wrong bus or gotten off at the wrong stop? And could this type of tracking have changed that outcome? Give us a call with your story at 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. The Hortonville School District is tracking students and buses through a GPS monitoring system as part of an effort to keep kids safe. But some are worried that it's maybe sharing too much information about the whereabouts of students. Are you a bus driver or substitute bus driver that would find this helpful during your shift? Or is this one more thing to manage when you're already busy getting kids to school and focused on the road? There's a line for you to make a comment or tell us your story at 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. Harry Steenbach is the Hortonville Area School District Transportation Director. Scott Colantonio is the Technology Director of the Hortonville Area School District. Harry, tell us about instances where this trial has helped to locate a student.
Well, we've had that where students have they've gotten on the wrong bus, and we were able to look and say, okay, we actually got a hold of the driver and says you need to get this person off the bus. It was a sub driver on there. They didn't know the students, and so we looked at it and said, you know, yes, that student is on the bus. You need to get him off because tip 9 out of 10 times when they're driving down the road is when we go on the radio and ask for if that student's on the bus and they're busy driving already. So they don't have time to actually ask each student individually. And sometimes everybody, you know, that student is a little hesitant to say that they're on the wrong bus sometimes. And so everybody says, no, they're not on there, and then we continue to go on with the route. So now we're able to do that right away. We can look at it and say, that student's on your bus. We need to adjust whatever we got to do to make sure that they get either to the right spot or on the right bus.
And what if a parent decides to drive their kid to school one day or their child goes home with a friend on their bus? How many calls are these parents going to have to make to account for these things that, well, they happen? How much of a hassle is this?
It's not going to be a hassle because the school has always had the policy that a student can ride home with somebody else It's just that they need an order or something like that. We've had quite a few times. Lots of times the parents will call us and let us know that their child's going to have some friends riding or that they're going to go with somebody else on a different bus, and we'll let the driver know. But this way, when they get on, we know they got on at the right spot, and we know they got off at the right spot. So they can still do that. It just brings it to the attention to the driver that when they scan their card, this student's not really assigned to it, so they make sure that they adjust whatever they got to adjust to make sure the students are sitting together and they get off at the right spot.
Right. Scott, this software is being tested on two buses, about 130 students using swipe cards. What is the next phase going to look like?
I can answer that for Scott. Nothing else. We are installing 10 more tablets. We've been working on that this week and getting more cards assigned. So we're going to have one school completely covered with the program, and then about 5 buses at another location that is going to start. And then because the way we load buses and unload buses, there's everybody gets on and off pretty much at the same time. At 7:45, we release the students from the buses, and they all start swiping the cards. And that was one of my concerns yet, is handling that amount of data in a short period of time. Within a couple minutes, they're all off the bus. So that's why we decided we went to the school board. They allowed us to purchase 10 more, and we're going to have that data feed, you know, make sure they can handle that mass amount of data and still have accurate account.
Let's take a call. Katie is with us from Janesville. Katie, good morning. Welcome to the morning show.
Hi, good morning, and thanks for taking my call. I am a driver for one of our local districts. However, we own our own buses. So what you're saying, I guess my question is, do you contract out your bus service? If that's
no.
the case, okay, so you have your own buses, okay. We have our dedicated runs. Our drivers know the grandparents and aunts and uncles and cousins of our kids. We know our kids, you know, if we see something different at their houses, we're calling in well checks. If we get a kid on the bus that, oh, I want to go home with Johnny, we have radios and we can call in to the school and say, hey, we've got a different kid. I guess I understand what you're saying, and I know we've talked about that. But if you've got your drivers and they have dedicated runs, you're kind of, it's a redundant system already. I know it's a different thing with sub-drivers.
Okay, Katie, we get it. Let's give Harry a chance to respond here.
You know, and the sub-drivers, that's a huge issue because that's when it usually happens because the sub-driver doesn't. The one thing that I'm looking at with the tablet, I mean, the student tracking was initially what I was really looking with, but the tablet now allows that sub driver, because we are short drivers, and no matter what, I've driven a lot of routes, and when you have to take a piece of paper and try to follow a map as to where you have to go to find those kids, that's a danger right there by itself. And if we can do this electronically so that you don't have to have that map or that roster, you can see where you're going to go without taking your hands off the wheel, and you can concentrate on everything that's going on around you, to me that's just almost worth it by itself. A sub-driver is the one, you know, that needs the most help. If nobody was ever sick or needs to take off for any reason, you maybe wouldn't need it.
Well, Harry, do you think that it's also a big advantage in the fact that we're reducing those distractions when there are those special situations where we're trying to track down a student for a parent, that the office staff can actually handle those situations without having to distract the driver as often?
Correct. Yeah, we can, anybody can look on it and see where that is. because our present process is once there's a student that's missing, okay, on the buses, we pull them all over, and the drivers have to go through the bus to try to locate that child. And 9 times out of 10, they're on the wrong bus, and there was a sub-driver on that route, and he didn't know who the children were.
Harry Steenbach is the Hortonville Area School District Transportation Director. Scott Colantonio is the Technology Director at Hortonville Area School District. Harry, at what point do you see this being available for your entire bus fleet, the whole school district?
I would, as long as this phase of the testing, I would love to see that we get it into the budget and start it at the start of the next school year.
And what are the, how much does this system cost? What's the cost to buy it? And then I'm assuming that you have to continue to pay for the service.
We have to continue to pay. There's a yearly fee with the buses that we're going to have. It's going to be approximately $40,000 a year to continue it. And initially, you know, we're over $100,000, but you have to understand that'll be with everything involved, and that is all considering all the time and labor, and as you do any new project, there's a lot of labor involved with correcting little issues that come up.
Harry or Scott, well, you've explained this a matter of safety. What do you say to those who may feel this is revealing too much information about the whereabouts of students?
Well, if I can give just the first crack at that. Hey, John, do you remember the day when you could just go walk in at any school that the doors were wide open? Because that wasn't that long ago, and we came to recognize that we have a responsibility of providing safe opportunities for kids. Our parents actually appreciate the reasonable precautions that we take to make sure that we not only provide a secure environment, but that we know exactly what's going on in terms of the child.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. I'm sorry we're out of time. Thank you for joining us. Harry Steenbach, Hortonville Area School District Transportation Director. Scott Colantonio, Technology Director. I'm John Munson on The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.